Look, iPad, with medical apps booming, government regulation is looming. The FDA cracking down on quack medical apps, probing ones that they say will harm patients. My next guest says, like anything else, once Washington gets in, it's never really going to go get out. And these medical apps are just the start. Reason Magazine's Peter Sudeman joining me right now. Peter, where do you think all this is going?
Well, I think that what you have to look at is you have to look at the FDA's claim here that this is a really narrow, you know, sort of targeted regulation, that they're only going after a small sector of the device market. And that's what they say. But then if you look at the regulation that they put out, the proposal that they've got here, what they also say is that they are going to be monitoring all those apps that they're not regulating yet. And so of the 200 million or so medical apps, what it means is that they're going to be looking for an excuse to regulate beyond the current regulations, beyond the proposal that came out this week. And so, you know, what the FDA is doing here is looking for an excuse to regulate not just the, you know, some of the really important medical apps, some of the ones that may maybe control a device that you hook up to your, you know, hook up to your body, but they're looking for an excuse to regulate beyond that, to regulate more.
And I'm wondering, what, you know, there's so many financial sites and investment sites with recommendations. Who's to say they won't start policing those and ones that are friendly to their point of view versus those that are not?
You know, I don't think that would come from the FDA, but certainly that sort of thing is a possibility here.
Well, I'm sorry, that's going beyond the FDA, a government encroachment, period.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just generally, you know, if you look at the FDA's history of regulations, what happens? What happens is that when the FDA steps into a market and starts regulating, things take longer to market, they cost more, and consumers end up with fewer choices. This is why we have, you know, billion-dollar drug development costs. It costs about $1 billion to bring a drug to market in the United States, and one of the biggest reasons why is because the FDA requires drug makers to jump through all of these hoops. And so, you know, they shouldn't be fiddling with this
iPad app crap. They should be get drugs that could save lives to the market sooner and quit wasting your time, you know, logging on to cure.com.
Yeah, I think the FDA would say that, well, these are, you know, apps that could prove crucial to people's health, and we're just trying to watch out for people. But if you look at, you know, what the FDA has done in the past with regulating medical devices, and in fact, they're regulating these apps as medical devices, so it's really a pretty apt comparison. And when the FDA the FDA's regulation of medical devices is so strict right now that in Europe, even, they have a lot of medical devices that we can't access yet. And consumer advocates here in the U.S. are saying, look, FDA, Europe has these devices. They have a great safety track record. They, you know, people in Europe can have access to them. You can fly over there if you're rich enough and you can get access to them. Why won't you open them up for use in the United States? And the FDA has said, no, we're just going to continue with our, you know, our long, slow regulatory process.
Well, all I know, a lot of Americans are going abroad to get special treatment because the FDA just drags its feet on this stuff and looks at iPad applications as a sideline activity. There's a reason for that, but it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just the FDA's mission, you know, sometimes seems to be to expand the FDA's mission.
That's,
you
know, exactly whatever the FDA can do. Peter, that is very well put. Reason Magazine's Peter Sudeman. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.